SBS Radio.
The Olympic Games remain one of the few events with the real capacity to unite the world, and it was seen as a chance for Japan to stand large on the global stage. But the event was delayed by the pandemic last year and has since been hit by budget overruns. Now, a ban on spectators all but robs what's left of it. This week, Tokyo recorded its highest daily total of new COVID-19 cases since the virus was first reported in the country. While the organisers wanted to see the stadiums full of people, Tokyo 2020 president Seiko Hashimoto says that they had no choice but to hold the games in a limited way.
I knew all the way that it will not be easy to win support, but in March we banned the foreign fans and was hoping to make the decision in April, which didn't happen, then May and June passed. For those who were looking forward to it, I'm extremely sorry. However, many factors, such as taking the pressure off medical staff and winning the understanding from many people on why we're holding the games, led to today's decision.
This ban prevents local spectators from attending the games. Organisers had made the decision to bar overseas fans back in April. However, attendance at other sporting events in other parts of Japan under emergency measures is permitted if capacities are capped at 50% or 5,000 people, whichever is lower. But this license isn't being afforded to the Olympics. Tokyo 2020 CEO Toshiro Muto explains why.
If you compare, for example, pro baseball and the Olympics, there is a difference. There are ticket holders coming from across the country. There are several sports taking place at the same time.
Ms. Hashimoto says the number of officials that can attend the Olympics is yet to be decided.
Various VIPs will arrive from many countries. I think it needs to be discussed how they will watch the opening ceremony too. Yes, it will be without spectators, but I hope that we can create something to convey the meaning and the value of Tokyo 2020 via this ceremony to the world.
One of the potential VIPs is United States First Lady Jill Biden. While the US has commended Japan for imposing necessary health measures to carry out the Olympics, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they are still assessing whether Ms. Biden will attend.
The government of Japan has stressed that public health remains a central priority as they host the games. Are they prepared to host the games? And we have stayed in close contact with the Japanese government throughout the planning process and on related public health measures. So we're well aware of the careful preparations, including the public health measures necessary to protect athletes, staff, and spectators that the government and international committee has undertaken, which is why, as we've said, we support the games moving forward.
The Olympics are still pushing ahead despite most medical advice, and it's partially because last year's delay hampered the International Olympics Committee's cash flow. The IOC gets almost 75% of its income from selling the broadcast rights. Estimates suggest it would lose between $4 and $7 billion if the Olympics were cancelled. The spectator ban, while it's not as bad, will also have an impact, says Game CEO Toshiro Muto.
Of course, this will decrease, and we're looking into it now. I believe there will be a way to cut it down. We would like to carefully examine the balance of the two and how it would be affected by not having spectators.
The state of emergency comes into effect on Monday and will last until just 2 days before the Paralympics open on the 24th of August. A decision on spectators for the Paralympic Games will be made next Friday. Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.